This is Maxing Out Podcast 5, Spaceship Exit Only.
Let's extol the virtues of our own Captain Dave.
Listen up, it's Captain Dave. He knows a thing or two. He's walked the plank and swabbed the deck and kissed a kangaroo. Oh, gather around, it's Captain Dave. Don't call him Captain Crunch. So hoist away your scary legs, he's treating us to lunch. Oh, listen up, it's Captain Dave. Hey, he sailed across the waves. Hey, he's balding but he's brave. Hey, he likes to play croquet. Hey, he's got a dossier. Hey, he eats at Chick-fil-A. Hey, maxingout.com.
What?
Hello, mates. This is Captain Dave from Spaceship Exit Only. Sometimes when you sail offshore, the horizon disappears and you can't tell where the water ends and the heavens begin. You feel like you're floating in space. Once you're out of sight of land and the sun goes down, there's blackness beneath you and the Milky Way above. Billions of galaxies twinkle in the darkness and surround you on all sides. A feeling of mystery and oneness with the universe descends on you as your yacht sails on through the night. Did you ever want to leave your earthbound existence behind and travel in outer space to the far reaches of the galaxy? I've felt that way too many times to count, and I suspect the thought has crossed your mind as well. The good news is that you can do it. Sort of, and I'll explain how. When astronauts blast off into orbit on the space shuttle, they end up only a few hundred miles above planet Earth. In the space station, they're less than 300 miles from the nearest land, which happens to be directly beneath them. When I blasted off across the Pacific Ocean in Exit Only, I was 1,500 miles from the nearest land as I sailed to French Polynesia. My crew and I were on our own. There was no mission control to guide us on our way. Just like the space shuttle, we had to be self-sufficient in all areas. Although we didn't have to carry oxygen like space travelers, we had to take food, water, and enough survival supplies to last for several months in case something went wrong. I realize that Exit Only isn't the Millennium Falcon, and that we travel at substantially less than the speed of light. Nevertheless, we are out there on our own in our small part of the Milky Way galaxy. The fact that we are floating on the interface between two fluids, water and air, does not diminish the adventure we feel as we travel through near space. The fact that we were flying at only 6 knots on our journey doesn't erase our sense of achievement when we return from near space and place our feet on dry land. Although most people don't think of themselves as intergalactic travelers, all of us are living on spaceship Earth. Our planet hurtles through the galaxy at thousands of miles per hour. When city folks look up in the sky at night, they can't see the stars because of the light pollution, and they forget that they're traveling on a spaceship. But sailors are different. When sailors look up in the night sky, they know that they are space travelers immersed in the Milky Way galaxy. Just because you're not riding in the space shuttle doesn't mean that you're not an astronaut. Every time you weigh anchor and sail into the unknown, you blast off in your own spaceship. An astronaut in the space shuttle and a sailor on a dark night at sea both see the same thing. Although the astronaut is in near space and the sailor in nearer space, both of them see millions of miles in every direction with their naked eyes. Those of you who feel like your life is going nowhere need to go out in the wilderness far from the cities and look up in the night sky. You'll instantly understand what I'm talking about. You'll forget about your woes, and a sense of awe will overwhelm your heart and mind because you too are a space traveler. You might even give up your landlocked existence and explore the galaxy in a spaceship of your own. Just raise your sails and point the bow of your small ship toward the Marquesas Islands of French Polynesia, and before long, near space will be your home. Space travel on Exit Only.
Check out www.maxingout.com for travel journals, awesome photos, and previews from our Red Sea Cruising DVD.